I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
get in.
All right.
Right.
On those good vibes. 585-252-9800. People are knocking on the door this morning. Let's let them in.
Who is here? Nico and Steve, Avi.
What's up, guys?
Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven. It's Pizza Thursday again.
It's Pizza Thursday. Yeah, because you got paid yesterday.
So vibes are up. Also got offered some overtime on Sunday, so that's cool. Again, filthy rich. It's just never the same in those mornings without you guys driving to work.
No.
Have a great day. Love you both. I know you can stream our pods. You can listen to old episodes, which is super great.
I hope they listen at work.
I know, me too. I do as well. Who else is here? We have Jessica. Jessica says, good morning. On my way to the gym. Feeling great.
Jess is getting after it this morning. Show those dumbbells who's boss.
She's putting on makeup in the parking lot just in case they make her take a picture.
So, excuse me.
Sir! What?
Excuse me.
Did I just run over your dog? What
we
happened?
We need a default picture.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Not that deep. What about you, vibes?
Vibes are good. What? I had dinner with my brother yesterday. And you ever been to Flight West in Greece?
No, I don't think so. I heard it's nice, though. No,
I'm very impressed with their like bourbon and whiskey selection. I mean, that it's a huge wall with everything and anything. So I'm looking at this bottle back there.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it. It looks nice.
Yeah. So I'm asking the bartender last night. I said, hey, you know, that bottle of Weller's in the case on the shelf there?
Yeah.
What's that go for like just an ounce? He goes, oh, it's about $2,500. I go, come on, we're in Greece. He goes, and he showed me a picture of the bottle online. It's like $10,000. I'm like, do you have a market for that here? In Greece, New York?
Yeah, who's buying that?
No, they haven't sold one yet.
No, I didn't think they would. Yeah. Probably more so just for the looks.
Like, God, is that necessary?
I mean, we probably shouldn't have said that on air. They're going to get robbed tomorrow.
Sorry.
Respectfully, of course. It's Lily. Vibes are good. Can't wait for a chill day today. Good morning. I'm in my good vibes because I got so much work done yesterday at work. That's from Nora.
Nora.
Good morning. Amanda here, going 3 for 3 for the gym this week, trying to make it 4 for 4. Have a good day.
Oh, my God. That's our goal right there.
Crushing. Absolutely crushing.
Ready to get after it.
My
All
vibes.
Right. Well, enjoy doing the splits.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
My vibes are okay. I took a nap yesterday and could not sleep last night, so that's not great.
How long was the nap?
A nap from like 1 to like 3:30, maybe like 2.5 hours.
Nice.
But I'm okay. I have to go to my alma mater after the show. I have to go down to Canandaigua Academy.
What do they want from you?
I have to do a speaking engagement.
I love that for you.
Shake hands, kiss 16-year-olds, you know.
You know, Greece Athena never asked me to come back.
I know. They text me. They're like, yeah, we're so good on that. I was like, yeah. So I'm doing that for the Polar Plunge. So I'm excited about that. And then I'm going to Limoncello tonight for dinner.
Good joint.
Never Limoncello. Been excited.
Yeah, that's they got a good menu there. We love Limoncello.
Good morning. It's Mario. Just wanted to say hey.
Well, Mario, where have you been?
Listening every morning.
Where's Mario been? We haven't heard from
a silent listener.
We heard from him last in 2024. That's our boy right there. We love Mario. We're glad the vibes are up. Tomorrow is Friday, you guys. It's creeping up on us. This week has gone by fairly quick. Tragic news coming out in Santa Fe, New Mexico this morning. 2-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman, his wife and their dog, all found dead in their home. They did a wellness check yesterday. I don't know what's going on because they're saying doesn't look like foul play.
Was it like what?
There's a
suicide.
But we don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of unanswered questions here. But I'll talk about. We'll get into that for the big story of the day.
Was it a gas leak?
I don't know, Breezy.
I'm just trying. I know you're
spitballing here. I get that, but I can't answer any of that. I'll give you the info we do have on this story coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Wait a minute! Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Tragic news that a lot of us were seeing in the headlines this morning. Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman, his wife and their dog, all found dead in their New Mexico home. And authorities reported earlier this morning that no foul play was suspected. That's where we all have a lot of questions. Authorities did not release any circumstances of their deaths and said an investigation is obviously ongoing, but it blows my mind. I didn't realize how old Gene Hackman is, 95. He was found dead with his wife, Betsy, their dog as well, when deputies did a welfare check yesterday afternoon around 1:45 p.m. They live in this gated community in New Mexico. Hackman was, in my opinion, one of the finest actors of his generation. Guy played the villain, the hero, the anti-hero, dozens of dramas. The last thing he did, though, was the movie with Ray Romano, Welcome to Mooseport. But that was way back in 2004. He also played the villain in Superman. He retired back in the 2000s. But he was a 5-time Oscar nominee who won for The French Connection and Unforgiven. And aside from all the appearances, all the award shows, he was rarely ever seen in Hollywood, in the social circuit, because unlike a lot of people, when they retire in Hollywood, they end up coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the rare Hollywood retirement, I guess you could say. But the news comes just 4 days before the 97th Academy Awards that are going to take place this Sunday. Do you remember, you know Dustin Hoffman from Rain Man? Him and Dustin Hoffman were roommates in college, and they came up together in the business. But it's just such a sad story. And then you have people that are asking the question, well, if it's not foul play, was there a gas leak?
Right.
Somebody suggested maybe it was food poisoning, and they all shared the same exact thing, and they all passed.
The dog, too?
I'm like, yeah, the dog, too?
Yeah.
I'm like, so you come into the house, they do a welfare check yesterday. Gene Hackman, his wife, and the dog all found dead. What can that be from? And they're suspecting no foul play. I don't know. A lot of questions that are being asked, and right now the investigation is ongoing, so we'll definitely get more news on that.
Michelle is it Trachtenberg or Trachtenberg? Not sure. Ice Princess, Harriet the Spy, Gossip Girl. She was like the actress of my like childhood, essentially. She was in so many things.
Yeah, yeah. She's only 40, I think.
She passed at 39 yesterday in her apartment.
They didn't say what caused that, huh?
Not yet. I mean, same type of thing. Just they said she was struggling. There was a lot of cryptic messages and things of that nature. But it's so sad. Taken way too soon.
Oh my God! Yeah,
she was a great actress too. But.
So sorry to hear the news this morning. But we'll keep you guys posted on this as more comes in. Some of us are more affectionate than others. I am someone who grew up and was taught to kiss and hug your loved ones, yeah? Well, that's what our friend Andrea from Webster did, and now her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend is saying she is getting her lawyer involved. You guys are going to want to hear this if you are also someone who shows a lot of affection.
Yes.
We're going to get Andrea on the show with us coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Getting your lawyer involved in accusing someone of inappropriately overstepping their boundaries with a child over something like this is insane.
No,
but that's where our listener Andrea says she's currently at. And we're going to get her on the phone with us in a second. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I come from a big Italian family, some of you know. And out of respect, I was always taught kiss and hug my elders or the people I love. Yeah, that's gotten me in trouble as I've gotten older.
You kissing the clerk at the grocery store just wasn't the vibe.
But that's my parents' fault.
Right.
But what Andrea is being faced with, I think, is at a whole other level. Let's get her on the phone with us. Hi, Andrea. Good morning.
Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Good morning.
Andrea.
Hey.
This is wild. How are you feeling today as opposed to...
I don't know. I'm just a little confused. Like, it just really took me by surprise, honestly.
Okay.
Tell us what happened.
Yeah, what's going on, Queen?
Okay. So, I currently live with my boyfriend of almost 2 years in Webster.
Yep.
And he has a four-year-old that I help raise. And I love him like my own son. Like, I love that kid. I would do anything for him. I do everything for that kid.
Right.
And the other day, his biological mom came to pick him up because it was her weekend. And my little man said hugs and kisses to me, like before, you know, he left. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we shared like a harmless little goodbye peck on the lips.
Little kiss on the lips. Peck.
Yeah. Just a little peck, you know. And his mom freaks out. She's like, "You're a child molester.
Oh,
don't
no.
you ever kiss my kid on the lips, you freak." And I, like, I'm calling my lawyer.
Oh, what? No.
Not the lawyer.
I know.
Not the lawyer entertainer.
Extreme.
No.
Extreme.
I was in shock, honestly.
Is your boyfriend in at home when this is happening?
No.
Okay.
So can I ask one question before we continue? Have you guys had a rocky relationship? Like, is she obviously not on board with your relationship? Has she given you a hard time in the past?
A little, yeah. They had a kind of a rocky, weird breakup.
Yeah.
But you guys have been together a couple years already, though.
Yeah, a couple years. Yeah. Like, we live together.
Oh, well, time to move on.
I know. And I mean, like, when it happened, I like didn't even react to her. Like, I just told, you know, his son to have a great weekend with his mom, mm-hmm. and I'll see him later. You know, I didn't want to cause an issue or scare him. Yeah. And so, of course, I mean, I got inside, like, I cried.
Yeah.
I was freaking out. Like, I called my boyfriend. He said, you know, not to worry about it because her behavior has always been extremely erratic, apparently. Yeah. And
how do you not worry?
Exactly. I'm like, is she going to let me see him again? I don't.
Right. She's saying she's going to call her lawyer.
Yeah.
Which is so over the top.
She's, you know, and it's hard for me to not get through and not worry and. You know, is she actually going to call her lawyer? And then I start questioning all this past weekend if I am in the wrong for giving this kid who I have known for a few years now. I've helped raise him. I take care of him. Give him a little peck on the lips goodbye.
Sure.
He asked me for a hug goodbye, you know, a hug and a kiss goodbye. And now I'm just so scared to show him affection.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, tough.
Does anyone else, you know, like, I just want to know, does anyone else who is a step-parent deal with something like this? Like, have you gone through, like, has anyone else, like, felt this before?
Yeah.
That's insane.
585-252-9800. I wouldn't stop doing what you're doing, Andrea. It sounds like you're a big part of his life.
Yeah.
And he welcomes that. I mean, I'm sure the missing piece to what your boyfriend has been looking for.
Also, like, showing love and affection to a child is pivotal in those younger years. I mean,
exactly.
I have so many friends of mine who we've had conversations and they're like, oh, my family never hugged or kissed when we were growing up. Like, oh my God, that's so weird to me.
That's how I grew up. Andrea, let's just call it like it is. She's making it creepy because she hates you.
Yeah.
She's turning it into something sexual because she despises you, because in her eyes, you probably took away what she's always wanted.
Yeah. And you have what she always wanted.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened. So now what next? What's happened?
I mean, my boyfriend has just tried to calm me down and, you know, just tell me not to worry about her and that she's not going to do anything and he's not going to let her, you know, not let me see him or anything like that. Like, he doesn't think anything is weird on my end. However, she did contact my boyfriend earlier this week saying that she wants to keep his son for longer, for like the rest of the week.
What?
And she doesn't want me around him. She doesn't want me to see him. She doesn't feel comfortable.
Okay. That's not, I don't know how long that's going to last.
I mean, also, like, the son clearly adores you based on the story that you told us. And like, that's kind of depriving him for her selfish reasons.
Right.
You know?
It's making me feel crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see how long this lasts. You know, until she gets a Bumble date, and then she's
like, take him back.
God. We got some messages coming in right now. Andrea, I'm going to let you go, but take a listen to the messages and the calls we get on this. We do have a woman that's texting in right now by the name of Michelle that says no person should ever kiss their child on the lips. It's inappropriate.
That's okay.
All right.
God.
All right.
She's like, great, I feel so much better.
Andrea, thanks for the call this morning. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for letting me get that off my chest.
Yeah,
sure.
You guys are going to be, you'll be fine. You're going to be fine.
Hey. Right.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. Talk soon.
Bye.
You're like, she's going to be fine. Comes lawyered up the next drop off.
Please show up.
Could you imagine?
Megan says, good morning, guys. I've been a stepmom for 6 years and I would love, I give both of my stepkids a peck on the lips before school. I agree 100% with Moose. This woman is a little bitter in finding any possible way to make this girl Andrea's life a living hell.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Sounds like the ex-girlfriend is a little threatened by the new girlfriend who's getting more love and affection from her son, more than she is, at least. But that would make any mom jealous. Tell Andrea she's got nothing to worry about. Yeah, what are you possibly going to say to a lawyer? Hey.
Well,
what are you going to say? Like, what person is going to defend you when you go to them and be like, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend is showing love and affection to my son and gave him a peck on the lips goodbye, plus also has helped raise him and spent all of her paycheck on him week after week?
If that's the case, I mean, Tom Brady should have been arrested years ago. This person says, good morning. My two cents on the baby mama drama. Don't even sweat it. Tell the mom there's nothing wrong with people loving. There's nothing wrong with more than one person or two people loving and raising him. I have an 11-year-old stepdaughter and her mom had the same issues back in the day.
Mm.
4 years later, we're good. She's come to terms with it.
Yeah. He's a young kid.
Yeah, there are bigger problems you have as a parent than
she's
multiple
fishing.
People
she's
showing your child love and affection.
She's looking for
care.
She's looking for something to be upset about. Chris is weighing in. I can understand showing your kids or stepchildren love and affection, but is a kiss on the lips necessary? It's so easy, especially today, for someone to yell, you're being a predator. It's just better to not give anyone a reason to do that.
Right.
Amy says, go ahead and tell me I can't give my kids a peck on the lips. I dare you. Don't tell me I can't show my kids love just because you didn't grow up with it or people refuse to give it back to you. This woman would have gotten her legs broken. Okay.
Okay. We're gonna let that one go.
It's 6:50 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Relax.
Thanks, guys, for the messages. Andrea, I'll say it again. You're probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
I won't sweat.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It speaks my mornings. 98 p.m.